Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
So, hello everyone. Let me ask you, have you ever found yourself avoiding something? Not because it's hard, not because like you want to do it or don't want to do it, but because you think it has to be done perfectly, completely, and done yesterday. You've given yourself a short timeline, and you have to do it, and it has to be look this way, smell this way, be this way, and just perfect, right? Well, that's the curse of all or nothing. And, you know, and that mindset is steals so much energy and fun and joy. And today in this episode, we are diving into first why we do that, what it creates, and then tips to how to get out of the all or nothing curse. And, you know, I'll be honest right from the beginning, this is one of the things that I am dynamically, actively working on changing myself. Because where do you think the topic of the show came from? It's from me. Oh, and who am I? My name is Danielle. Nice to meet you. I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, and really at the end of the day, your biggest fan. I am here to empower you to create the life, business, creation, whatever it is that you desire, how you desire it, usually with fun and ease. If nothing else, we're going to inject fun and excitement back into your life. So, excuse me. All right, so today we're talking about the curse of all or nothing. Bum, bum, bum. I still want my sound effects. One of these days I'll remember to actually do the sound effects, okay? But here's the thing about the curse of all or nothing. What it usually looks like is it's a sense of perfectionism. It's a sense of I desire this future outcome and it has to look like this, feel like this, taste like this, be like this. And if we think we can't achieve it that way, we go, well, let me wait a little bit. And then the excuses start. And that's when we do the energy just isn't right. Oh, I need a new microphone. Or I need to, with a lot of my clients, like, I need to lose weight. I need to feel better. I need to do all of this kind of stuff instead of just starting. And as all of my shows, we're always talking about the energy of things. And so when we do this, it has to look like this, feel like this, taste like this before we could even start. What occurs is we put a stopping momentum into our, or sorry, a stopping energy into our creations instead of that momentum energy. And that's one of the big things we're going to talk about today is how to stop putting that stop energy, pause, and actually go with the momentum that actually creates the next step and the next step and the next step, okay? So today, with these all or nothing curse, it steals joy, it steals creativity, and it's, what's interesting is actually it's sneaky, it's dramatic, and not really kind to ourselves or our creations. And that's the thing, it's like every creation has its own entity, has its own sense of who it is. And you know, and a lot of people don't realize that that's where a lot of these ideas and creation comes from, is it whispers it to us. You know, I have this really fun thing called Body Bit Chat, and it's a free daily email. It's a tidbit of information from your body. It's sent out Monday through Friday. It's free. You can go to my website, danielle.com, and check it out and sign up for it. But the point is that entity of that Body Bit Chat whispered to me for 2 years. Not even kidding. It was like, hey, you should do a daily email from your body. And I'm like, what? No. you should do a daily email from your body. No. And then it would come again and again and again. And what did I do? I'm like, but I don't have a year of emails written. I don't have a month of emails written. I don't have a logo. I don't have a database for it. I don't have, and I started putting on all of these excuses of what I think it should be encompassing all of it, right? And so I didn't do it. I didn't do it until that creation got so loud. I'm like, I'm just going to do it to shut you up, talking to the creation, right? Not you listening or watching. Please don't ever shut up. But I wanted it to be perfect before I started. It had to have a logo. It had to have the right name. It had to have the right catchphrase. Because one of the things I'm going to introduce today is the concept of letting things evolve. Because what's interesting with this all or nothing curse is we tend to get to the place where it's like, I have to have it perfect before I launch it. I have to have it perfect before I even start it. But we've misidentified that perfect as the endpoint, what it's going to look like forever and ever, amen. But it doesn't. I mean, look at even all the major companies. You can see an evolution of their logo. So why do we think our creations, whether it's personal ones or business ones, have to look like the end? That we're in essence trying to stop our creations before they even start. Whether it's a workout plan, whether it's creating a business and everything else in between, okay? So why do we do it? Excuse me. So why do we do it? Because the curse of all or nothing, let me say straight out, clear right away, it's not about discipline. So many people think it is about discipline. If I was more disciplined, I would start. I would start the workout plan. I would start the different way of eating. I would start the book, whether reading or writing it. I would start that creation, whatever it is. But it's not about discipline. And it's not about productivity. And it's not about motivation the way we've defined it. But it's not about motivation in like you want to do it. Because, yeah, there's a whole thing of like, if you're not doing it, maybe you don't really want to do it. And I've done a show on that. I honestly can't remember which one it is. Pick one at random. Anyway. But, so it's not about motivation, because if you have that first spark of like, oh, that would be fun, that's all the motivation you need. Okay. So what is it all about then? It's actually about safety. Does that make sense? Give me a second. It will. Okay. Our brains love predictable outcomes. All right. And, you know, and I've joked in other shows, I'm like, our brain is lazy. It's not that it's lazy. Our brain's main function, believe it or not the mind. Okay. Let me clarify really quickly. Mind is a construct, right? An energetic construct. The brain is the thing up here in your skull, that its primary job is to keep your body functioning. Okay. Its primary job is to keep your body functioning. That's where, I mean, yeah, we have the reactions and the thought processes and all that kind of stuff, but it's also where we do like the fight or flight, the reactions and all that kind of stuff. So it's not that it's lazy, kind of. But it wants to do the familiar pathways. And I talk a lot about neural pathways and energetic pathways. But if your brain has created a pathway, it's like, let's keep going there, because then I don't have to expend so much energy creating a new neural pathway. So it's just the brain going, you know what? Just keep going down this path. We know what it looks like, and it's okay. Okay, so this is why one of the reasons, whether it's about the all or nothing curse or anything, this is one of the reasons, like sometimes when we start a new venture, it feels hard or rough or intense, is because if something feels familiar, uncertain, or emotionally risky, our brain goes, no, no, wait, 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 wait. Isn't there a way we already do this that would be so much faster and we wouldn't have to expend all this energy on creating a new neural pathway? Because if I didn't have to create that new neural pathway, then I could take all of that same energy and keep your body going. So let's just keep going down the same path, okay? And that's where we go. Now we're going to do something new. Because it's that adage, it's like the first time you do it, it's a little bit harder, but the second time it's easier. It's like riding a bike or driving a car. When we first start, we have all those different things. It's like especially I learned on a stick shift. So not only was I learning how to drive and rules of the road and not drifting and not, you know, when you turn the steering wheel right to look behind you, taking the whole car with you. Anybody else ever do that? Yeah. But it's you know, when you first start driving, you get in, you check the mirror, you turn the key or push a button, depending on what car it is, put it into gear and all that kind of stuff. They have all these little things. The first time it's hard. It's exhausting. But then after that, it becomes common. It becomes easier because you do it again and again. Same with your brain doing these neural pathways. The first time, oh, it feels like you're moving a mountain. The second time, you're like, oh, it's not bad. Third time, fourth time, it's like, why did I ever doubt doing this? It's so easy. Which is interesting where some of the judgment, self-judgment comes in, because we go, it was so easy. Why did I doubt it? Well, you've created that new neural pathway. It's time to celebrate that you created that new neural pathway, okay? So that's why your brain goes, well, let's not do that. Let's just wait. The all or nothing thinking gives you the illusion of control. If I can't guarantee success, I won't start. If I can't do it perfectly, then I'm going to wait till I can. If I can't match the picture in my head, then I'm just not even going to try, okay? It feels protective, but it's actually paralyzing, okay? It stops you dead, and it disconnects us from wonder, excitement, joy, forward momentum, all the thing that you and ever, all of my clients always tell me they want. They're like, I want a funner life. I want more in my life. I want to wake up every day and go, woohoo, I woke up, right? Here's the thing. Here's the pisser of the whole situation, as I like to say. This curse of all or nothing isn't just about tasks. It also sneaks into how we view ourselves. And I've already hinted about that a little bit, like, oh, this is where the self-judgment comes in, right? But this all or nothing even goes into how we look at ourselves in our daily lives. I'm either thriving or I'm failing. And this, I see so many clients with this. They're like, 80% of their life could be chef's kiss, perfect. And yet 20% or 2% is like they're struggling with. Maybe they feel they want to lose weight. Maybe they feel they want to finish that book. Don't look at me. Just kidding. But it, yeah. So you think of all this kind of stuff, but it's like we always focus on what we think is not done, okay? And so we get into that, I'm failing, so I'm not starting. I'm either a good mom or a terrible one, good dad or a terrible one. My business is exploding or I'm a fraud. And that one is also interesting because it's like, oh, we have this where it's like, look how well I'm doing because subscribers are coming on and people are watching my YouTube videos or they're listening to my podcast. Hello, you. Thank you for listening. Or if I don't get the right number of clicks or watches, I'm failing somehow. When it could just be the algorithm, not the algorithm in your head, but just the algorithm. Okay. I have either met the goal or I'm not enough. As I've said again and again, it's not about perfectionism. It's about progress. And we're going to go on a break here soon. And when we come back, I'm going to delve into a little bit more of why we do this, okay? Because when life becomes that pass fail, it's that all or nothing, right? I mean, whatever happened to like, oh, I got 80%. That's good enough. Yay, 80% is pass. right? But if we do this pass or fail, we often become overwhelmed. And I won't get into it's like if we in pass fail and then we feel we're not challenged enough. That's a whole other show. I'm just looking at the self-judgment of yourself, okay? But when life becomes a pass fail exam, we feel overwhelmed. We feel also we don't have as much excitement and we don't have as much self-value. And then the judgment comes and then the doubt comes. And then the day comes where you don't get out of bed. I know. We've all been there. And not just Sunday mornings. We're talking like that thought of why even bother getting out of bed. All right, my friend, we're going to go to our first break. You are watching and exploring. Oh, I don't think I've ever said the name of the show. Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. With me, your host, Danielle. And you are watching or listening to it on the By Her Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. Didn't say it at the beginning, I figure I might as well say it now. Thank you for joining me today on this, the curse of all or nothing. That place where we're like, if I can't do it perfectly, I'm not going to do it. Which actually segues right into this section of why do we do this? Why do we have this thing where it's like, if I can't do it perfectly, if I can't finish it in one setting, why even bother, right? I can't retain it. I can't remember what I wrote before, so why even do it? Well, one of the first reasons we do this is that curse of perfectionism. Maybe I'll just call this the curse show. But it's we're talking about the psychology, energetics, and physiology of it. Remember, physiology is the things that affect the body. So with this, the perfectionism, anybody else ever just try to be perfect? Yeah, I'll raise my hand on that. Anybody ever tried to be perfect just like even today? Yes, I know. We've all been there, right? It's the classic one. It's the one that most of us go to, but there's always more. So don't just stop with, oh yeah, I'm trying to be perfect. Nope, there's more, okay? And let me throw a little wrench in this whole perfectionism thing, because perfectionism isn't always about wanting things to be perfect. Is that an element? Well, sure. But you always have to look at the energy underneath. Why do you want things to be perfect? Is the fear of being judged? Wrong? Exposed? seen. It's amazing how we just stop like, well, I'm trying to make it perfect, when perfectionism isn't actually the problem. It may be what we are trying for or avoiding, but what's the energy underneath? And the energy underneath is actually what is driving it. Whether it's, like I said, the fear of being judged, the fear of being rejected, the fear of being exposed, and even sometimes the fear of succeeding. I know that's weird, but it's true. Sometimes we fear succeeding, and so we throw a wrench into it, like, well, it has to be perfect. Ah, okay. So perfectionism is one of the reasons we do this. The other one is learned patterns. This is not making parents bad or school systems or anything like that. Most of the time, we have just been doing what we were taught by people who were taught the same thing. It's that generational stuff, right? Many of us grew up in environments where, how do you say this? The effort didn't matter. The effort didn't matter. Only the results, okay? So our head, our brains, our nervous system landed on, well, halfway doesn't count. If only the end result matters and not the effort, and we can't get to the quote-unquote end result, then why start? Because have you ever noticed the... wins are celebrated, but not actions. Whereas one of my main coaching platforms, pillars, things that I talk about and celebrate all the time is celebrating every single step of the way. Oh, and spoiler alert, that's one of the tips, but it's true. Celebrating every step of the way. It's not just about celebrating at the end, it's celebrating every single step. So if you've been in a learned pattern where only the end result mattered, of course, if you won't value the efforts and the actions it took to get there. Okay, so this is another reason why we do this all or nothing. Third is overwhelm. Yay. Right? When your life is full, anybody else have a very full life? Work, family, business, relationships, and varied responsibilities? Your brain tries to conserve energy. That's what I was talking about earlier with that neural pathway, right? If your brain already has a neural pathway being formed, it'll be like, no, just do it this old way that we know, and then I don't have to expend any other energy, okay? So if something feels like too much, you'll wait for the ideal condition. You'll wait for the energy to be right. The problem is that never actually comes, okay? And then we also have identity protection. I know some of these at first you're like, what? Bear with me. Okay. It's an interesting concept. It's a really weird one, but it is this identity concept. And I don't just mean like, oh yes, I'm somebody who blah, blah, blah. Sorry. That's what it sounds like when all the words are trying to come out at the same time. Let me start that again. It's this identity protection. What have you defined yourself as? And when I invite you to look at this, it's not just looking at the things you judge yourself for, but it's also the things that you hold up as a badge of honor, okay? I'm the type of person who gets things done quickly. I'm not just declaring that, I'm defining myself by that. And so what are you gonna do to confirm and keep that identity in place? You're going to postpone it until you're like, oh, I have to get it done, but luckily I get things done quickly. Watch this. You've confirmed your identity, right? I am not the person, I am, how do you say that? I don't do things halfway. Okay. Well, right there, you're reinforcing that it's only the end result, and that the in-betweens don't matter, right? Every step to get there doesn't count, only the end result, okay? So if you're defining yourself by things like this, then what happens if you tell yourself, I am a person who gets exhausted easily. I am a person who easily gets overwhelmed. Well, in this identity protection, are you trying to keep that identity of you're a person who gets overwhelmed or easily exhausted? Okay. Look at these things. We use these to declare our yays, yes, where this is awesome about ourselves, or this, ooh, boo, this is bad about ourselves. Yet how much are we just creating the bars of the cage to keep us in? While at the same time going, I wish there weren't bars around me. I could be so much different. Well, how many of those bars we put there by ourselves? Spoiler alert, all of them. See, bum, bum, bum. I need sound effects. All right, so next is the dopamine trap. You know, I love talking about my chemicals, but it is. When we only value the end result, that's where we get our dopamine hit. That's when we get the serotonin. That's when we get that, a satisfaction of completion, right? And we're all chasing that dopamine hit. Right. So when we're only valuing the end result, that's where we tell our bodies, our universe, the dopamine to release. So if we're not celebrating along the way, we don't get those dopamine hits. And then we get exhausted. We get tired. We get distracted. We don't start. It's that all or nothing curse. It's like it's the topic of the show. Okay. So. What is the cost of all or nothing? Well, not only is it non-productivity, hope I said that right outside of my head, not only is one of the costs non-productivity, but there's also a few other things it steals as well. And I mentioned it before, but let me reiterate, it robs and steals momentum. Because we need that momentum to keep going. Okay, and when we get to the tips, I'm going to talk a lot about that, but it steals the momentum. And without momentum, I'm not going to get into physics this show, because y'all know I do if you've listened to any of my shows. But you know that an object at rest tends to stay at rest. Is it easier to push a ball that's already rolling rather than start the ball rolling? That's exactly what I'm talking about. When we take the steps, the momentum grows. The momentum continues. We have the energy. We have freaking physics on our side at that point. And so when we do this all or nothing, if I can't get it all done in one sitting, if I can't get it done in perfect, then I'm not going to do it. Then we are constantly restarting. And that's exhausting. As somebody who's done it a lot, I know this one so well. You are constantly restarting. And that is wasting a lot of energy that we could be using somewhere else. Like, I don't know, creating something. Okay. It steals joy. It steals wonder. And one of the big ones, it steals confidence. A lot of people think, well, if I don't start, I don't fail. It's not stealing confidence. It is. It really is. Because then... You gaslight yourself. See, I'm a person who never follows through. And then you're going to create that. I am a person who doesn't follow through, and then creating things to prove that you don't follow through. And in essence, you've gaslit yourself. You've defined yourself. And then there goes the judgment. And then with the judgment, there goes the confidence. And then there's the value of self and your self-worth. And then your mindset changes. Oh my gosh. I know I said that really quickly, but I know a lot of you were like, Damn it, Danielle. I know. Been there, done that. Why do you think I got into coaching? Remember, I used to be a promotion and marketing manager for a TV station, and it was my job to tell people how to judge themselves. Now I get to spend my life inviting all of us, including me, how not to judge ourselves. It's a lot more fun. Not to judge ourselves and not to judge other people. Because you know what? That's really exhausting too. All right. Side note done. We are going to be going into our next break here. And when we come back, I'm going to go into 15, 14, 13. I don't know. I don't number these things. Kind of. into, sorry, this is really one of those shows where you're like, welcome into the scattered insanity of my head. Come on in, pop down a chaise lounge, and you know, it's only scary sometimes. Sometimes inside of my head is fun. But when we come back from the commercial break, we're going to go into tips and tricks on how to not be the effect of the all or nothing curse, how to break it, how to actually take that action, get started, and create what you desire. And if you're liking the show, even with all of the ramble insanities today, if you are liking the show, please do consider going to your favorite platform like iTunes or Apple Podcast. Sure, that's a platform. And do consider giving me a rating and a review. And if you want to do a 5-star rating, I'd really appreciate it. But really, I won't nerd out, but reviews and ratings tell the algorithm of the podcast that this information is valuable and that other people should be hearing it. So if this is inspiring you, if it's contributing to you in any way, please do consider going out and doing a rating and review to tell the algorithm, hey, other people should hear this too. And I would be very grateful. All right, my friends, we're going to get to that break. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And we're on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And as the commercial or intro just said, if you have any show suggestions, I would love to know. Because if you're curious about it, I'm curious about it. And if we're curious about it, other people are too. And no topic is in the realm of self-help, mindset shifts, and, you know, energy is off the table. I talk about quantum physics. I talk about basket weaving. I don't know. But whatever it is you want to know and explore, please do drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. DONNIELLE.com. And you can go to my website, danielle.com, and check that all out. Sign up for Body Bit Chat that I mentioned earlier. It's free. It's fun. And it's good to hear your body talking to you. I have a lot of information on that. A few shows, too. Check them out. All right. So today we are talking about the curse of all or nothing. Right? It's that moment where we sit down and go, if I can't do everything, I'm not going to do it then. And, you know, honestly, the inspiration for this story came from, the inspiration for the show came from my own story. my own insanity of, I was proofreading a book, not mine, but somebody else's. I was proofreading a book, and it was a fairly long book. And I'm like, well, if I can't read the whole book in one sitting, I'm not going to start. I need to have a, make sure I have a block of time that's long enough so I can remember, oh, if they've already talked about this, because it was a nonfiction book, right? So it's the flow of things. And so I'm like, well, I'm not going to sit down and do it if I can't, because then I'll forget if they've talked about this concept or introduced this idea. And I sat there, I went, wow, that's a lot of pressure to put on myself. Like, depending on the length of the book, I could be sitting there for like days. I'm like, you know what? There's got to be a kinder way. And from there, I started realizing, holy crap, where else do we do this? And the idea for the show was born, because we don't just do it with creations. We do it with ourselves. Oh my gosh. Like right now, at the time of recording, we're heading into holidays. In the U.S., we recently had Thanksgiving. Now we're going into Christmas. And I work a lot with clients in their bodies, like listening to their body, losing weight, working out with their body, all that kind of stuff, right? And this all or nothing mentality is so, so thick right now. Because, you know, it's the beginning of December at time of recording. And I have so many clients who are like, well, if I can't do a full week of eating right, I'm just not going to start. Because why start if I'm just going to ruin it by Friday for the holiday party? So I'm just not going to start. And then do they start the next week? Well, no, because Christmas is almost here. So maybe I'll just start at the new year. New year comes, and then what do? Oh, well, you know what? It's not going to be complete. It's not going to do this. Whatever. We start to find these excuses, but it falls into this all or nothing curse. Because if I can't have this full week of eating right, I'm just not going to start. Well, let me tell you a little bit of tidbit of information from your body. Your body enjoys even that one day. Okay. Your body enjoys even that one meal. And I'm not saying there's a right way and a wrong way of eating. It's just about listening to what your body wants. But please don't let that ever stop you. Because sometimes one of the greatest gifts is to do it one day and then not do it the next day, and you notice the difference. Okay? So just because you can't finish it all in one sitting doesn't mean you shouldn't start, whatever it is. So I promise you tips and tricks of how to break the curse, of how to create, have, be, and enjoy all these kind of things. So here we go. Tip number one, start with 5%. I know this one kind of goes without saying, but really, if we're only always shooting for 100%, we don't value the 5%. And so all of these tips and tricks, a lot of them are about mindset change, right? It's giving ourselves permission to do that 5% and get that dopamine hit. Because if you say like, okay, well, I'm just going to start with 5% or 5 minutes or whatever it is, five lines, five steps, five chords. I don't know anything about music. Okay. If we don't give ourselves permission to do that 5% or one line or anything like that, we don't get that dopamine hit. And so when we do, we get that dopamine hit, we get that further movement forward, okay? So start with 5%. Choose a percentage. It doesn't have to be 5%. It's just not 50 or 100. Actually, I'm going to take that back. Please make it 10% or less. Just trick yourself into starting this new neural pathway, right? Because that's what a lot of these are about, is that new neural pathway, making it easier to walk it every time. Okay. Which brings me to the, you know, make it laughably doable. And why I say laughably doable is because we want to make it laughably doable because that's what we don't value. But sometimes that first step is the biggest part of the puzzle. say you're going to start working out. Sometimes, depending on the client and they're, you know, going to start a workout program, I'll be like, cool. What you're going to do tomorrow for your workout is put on your shoes, put on your outfit. That's it. And they're like, what? Well, shouldn't I like at least do like 30 minutes or something? And I'm like, no. The success tomorrow, the all of it, is putting on your shoes and putting on your outfit. That's it. I'm like, then take it off. Okay? Because then you've reached your milestone, your goal, and you're like, oh, that was fun. And then the next step doesn't seem as hard. I know it sounds silly, but it's a trick that actually works. Try it out, okay? This next one people hate. But do it anyway. I've hated it. But once I started embracing it, it really, really changed things. And it helps you get clarity on what you're actually desiring. Because once again, so many of these, we focused on the end result. We miss how to get there. So this next tip is just break one big thing, the end result, into 10 tiny things. And make that like the thing to do for the day, okay? So you're not writing the book or proofing the whole book. You're writing a sentence, or you're proofing one sentence, okay? You can break it out into little steps. I have a couple of clients who are working on cleaning out a whole room. I'm like, great, go throw one thing away. And they're like, but only one thing, that's not enough. I'm like, it is. Actually, it's a lot. So that way you break the big thing into tiny things. And that old adage, I don't know where it comes from one of these days. Every time I use the adage, I say, I don't know where it comes from. One of these days, I'll look up. But you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, is that. Break one big thing into 10 tiny things, okay? Anybody else? The next tip. Anybody else in school ever try to go for good grades? Yeah, me too, okay? So we've been conditioned with perfect, all or nothing, right? Topic of the show. And so use B minus is enough. It still passes. It's like, what's that joke? This is not to disparage doctors, but what do you call the person who finished last in medical school? You call them doctor, right? And so it's like, use B minus is enough. Aim for whatever it is, but also be like, hey, B minus, that's cool. Like, you know, B minus keeps you going. Waiting for only the A plus keeps you stuck. Okay. So go for B minus, whatever that would be. My next one is my favorite, and I've already mentioned it 1,000 times this show, but I'm going to talk about it again because it's a big one. If you heard nothing else, hear this one. Celebrate the momentum, not the completion. Celebrate momentum, not completion. I'm going to say it one more time. Maybe we'll stick. Celebrate the momentum, not the completion. Again, we try to get that dopamine hit. And we have put the dopamine hit only at the end. When we close the book that we finished, done. Yay. We have lost the 50 pounds, done. When we have worked out for 6 months, when we have 1,000 followers, whatever it is, we only celebrate the end result. But that is such a limiting thing that it does for our universe, because everything's about energy, right? Everything is about energy. We are energy. We are energy. Our creations are energy. And so when we're only putting that celebration at the end to get that dopamine hit, then we get bored. We lose our way. We let self-doubt, fear creep in. But when you can celebrate every single moment, every single action, like I said, that when I work with people in the workout stuff and I'm like, hey, you put your shoes on, you put your outfit on, celebrate that. They're like, but I didn't actually work out. I'm like, but you started it. You're celebrating the momentum, not the completion. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can celebrate when you're completing too, but when you celebrate each step, when you celebrate each moment, what does that do? It keeps that ball rolling so you're not completely starting over each time. It gets that energy flowing. And it, again, it's easier to keep things moving that are already moving. Okay. And each along the way, you get that hit of dopamine, you get that serotonin, you get that celebration. And then guess what? Every day of your life is a celebration. And I hear that from so many clients. I just wish my life was a celebration every day. Then celebrate your life every day. That is how that becomes your life. A celebration is you celebrate your life every day. Okay. And I know I've mentioned a lot sessions and that kind of stuff. So if you do ever want to do a private session with me, please go to danielle.com/sessions or danielle.com. And I think it's called sessions. It's in the top menu, but do reach out. I have a lot of different packages and I love working with people. As a matter of fact, my dear friend, Christine, who is actually the, owner CEO of Inspired Choices Network, she was always like, you should do sessions. I'm like, no, you should do another one of my favorite things to do. So please do consider checking it out. And it'll be fun. It'll be fun to play with you. But we're going to go to our last break now. Wow. I used to be shy and like I would never talk. And now I'm like only an hour. What am I going to? I have too much to say in an hour. All right. We're going to go to that break though. All right, my friend, you are watching or listening and hopefully exploring with me on the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And I do mean that. I am always exploring. I was with some friends over the weekend, and she joked that her husband is always on YouTube University. And I'm like, I'm always on YouTube watching the strangest stuff. I watched stuff about the Bible over the weekend. I mean, it was Bible conspiracies, but it was fascinating. So when I say your host and fellow explorer, it is true. It's one of the ways to keep life interesting is to learn something new, which, side note, it wasn't actually one of the tips I had planned for today, but it is. It's like, if you want to keep out of that curse of all or nothing, learn something new. It could be a YouTube 10-minute video, which, by the way, I have a great YouTube channel. Check it out, Danielle Carter. I have videos on there all the time and a lot of fun stuff. But our life and our universe requires new stimuli. And that new stimuli, whether it's a 10-minute video on Lilith, who came before Eve in the Adam and Eve story. Yes, that's one of the videos I watched this weekend. It stimulates new growth, which helps you to know to keep your universe fresh. And so you're not always kickstarting the energy of your creation. You're infusing it with new stuff and fun stuff and expanding it every day. So back to our tips of the curse or all of all or nothing. Next one is stop predicting the future. If we're always, don't get me wrong, I know we can perceive the future, but I also know the future changes. And when we try to solidify that future as this is the way it's going to turn out, and if it can't turn out that way, I'm just not even going to start. The number of projects, personal or business, that I've started and it turned out a completely different way, high percentage. So stop predicting the future, mean stop thinking that there's only one possible outcome, and let the creation unfold as you take each steps. Okay. And next tip is let things be unfinished. What I mean is, like, we have done this. Well, if I started, I have to finish it. Well, you know what? There's a lot of times that the starting of it is all that was required. Maybe you're learning a new skill over here in creation A, and it's not about finishing creation A, but it's about finishing creation B, that you had to start creation A to know something to be able to do creation B. And the other thing with this is let things be unfinished is, like I said, it could lead us somewhere else, but we've tied our value to the number of things we finish. You are not the value of things that you finished or not finished, because then we only have value of life once it's finished, which some people call death. And you know what? That's just not as fun, because my life is never finished. Every single day I'm learning and experiencing something new. Okay. Practice micro permissions. We've kind of talked about that. Give yourself permission just to start without finishing. Start the email, don't send it, that kind of stuff. Change your inner language. I should replace I should with I could. And it's not about, oh, you stop shoulding yourself, but it shifts the energy. I'm a big one about words. And when you say I should do this, it's like a clamp around your creation. Versus I could is more of that invitational, that expansive. Okay. Stop comparing yourself to others. It's a big one. Some people do things easier, faster, or slower than you. No big deal. We are all different people. In case you haven't figured that out, we're all different people. We all have different paces, different priorities, different abilities, different capacities. And so trying to be like, well, I can't write that as fast as that other person. Well, they may not be able to cook as well as you. It's not about comparison. That is a trap. Okay. So I don't know how many tips that are, but I hope you're beginning to see that this curse of all or nothing is such a disservice to ourselves, okay? You don't have to do everything. You don't have to do everything perfectly. And you don't have to do the whole thing in a day. No matter what this culture of go, 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 now, 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 fast, fast, fast tells us, okay? Life isn't an all or nothing experience. Life is a series of tiny choices, tiny openings, tiny sparks, moments, and steps that lead us to somewhere maybe different than we expected, but Aureus always turns out to be something glorious and fantastic. And on that, next week's show is called What If You Are the Gift? So I hope you check that out. Yes, it's because we're getting into the holidays at time of recording, but what if you are a gift to you and the world? So I hope you check that out. All right, my friends, thank you for exploring with me today. And I hope you create a life every single day that inspires you to live it. Until next week, have a fun week, a happy week. Keep exploring, keep learning something new. And what about making yourself smile and somebody else smile every day? All right, my friends, thanks for exploring. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wise.
wonder and explore the magical universe around you.